feel my legs.
Shh.
Oh God, what is that?
Shut up!
Did it leave?
Oh my God, can you be quiet for 5 minutes?
I think it's gone.
Unless you want to find out the hard way, just sit still.
I want to get out of here and away from that thing.
And we will if you can sit down, shut up, and let it get far enough away so it doesn't see us.
Fine. Ugh.
Are you serious right now?
What? I'm hungry. Do you want one?
No, I don't want one. Okay, let's get moving since you're completely incapable of being quiet. We can go the long way around, out the west trail. Should be able to avoid it that way. If we move quickly and quietly enough.
How much longer?
About 5 miles. 2 hours at most.
Hey, wait a second.
What?
Is that Bear Cave?
Yes, now come on.
Hang on. I just want to take a quick look inside the starting cavern.
Now, we need to keep moving.
I'll just be a second. Wait here.
Evan, no! That's a terrible idea! Evan! Oh, my God. That's it. They're dead. I'm dead. We're both dead.
Okay. What is the deal with you, creepy cave? Oh, well, that's definitely blood. Oh, sure. The caves aren't involved. Right to the lab with this. All right, Evan. Just one quick look down this way, and then we'll go. Huh. What is this? Strange place for a backpack. Why would they leave it here?
Hey, are you almost done in there? Evan? Evan! There you are! What the hell is wrong with you? What's that? You know what? Never mind. Remember how I said, hey, don't go in the cave because we need to get out of here before that thing comes back this way, and you ignored me and strolled right on in? Well, we missed the window for that.
What?
Something's coming. That's what.
Well, what do we do?
Statistically, probably die. But there are tunnels further in we can exit from. That if we're lucky and fast, we can escape that way. Ever use a gun?
I had 3 PhDs by 30. What do you think?
I think we're screwed. Okay, crash course in firearms. You see this end? Point it at anything that moves and pull the trigger. Don't point it at yourself. Or me. This is the safety. Only release right before firing. Got it?
No, I don't...
Great, here. Can you please stop dropping my weapons? Okay, time to go. emergency light up ahead. Almost there.
What about when we get out? We can't outrun it forever.
I know. When we get outside, keep running. I'll make sure it doesn't follow us.
How?
Just trust me. I've kept this alive so far.
What's that?
Nothing.
Is that a grenade?
It's not a grenade.
You can't just...
I can, and I'm definitely going to. Okay, showtime. Take cover behind the boulders at the tree line. Go! Give me the sat phone from the sheriff.
What's that?
Sat phone. Cole said he was lending you one.
Oh. Right. Here.
Thanks. Mason, come in. It's Nikki.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up? You guys okay?
Just peachy. For now. But, here's the thing. I may have detonated a little bit of a grenade just inside the southeast tunnel of Bear Cave. Just thought you'd want to know in case you get any calls about the noise.
Can you repeat that? It sounded like you said you blew up Bear Cave with a grenade?
Only the southeast tunnel. Rest should be fine. Probably.
Why would you do that? What were you even doing there?
All good questions. All very good questions. And listen, I will be happy to answer them later. I'm going to get the doctor back to her accommodations and out of these godforsaken woods before something else tries to eat us. Meet us there later, and we'll fill you in. Okay, bye. Gotta run.
Nikki! Nikki, what did you do? Answer me, Nikki! Nikki!
Okay, well, that's done. I'm sure he can manage. Now... do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Let's go with good.
We are much closer to the parking lot and no longer have to take the long way around.
And the bad news?
We don't know if that thing was alone, and the explosion could have attracted attention from more of them, so we should probably get moving. Quickly.
Of course. More running?
More running.
I hate it here.
I think I could sleep for at least a week.
I don't think I can ever fall asleep in this town again.
Well, at least you've solved the mystery of the missing people. Congrats. 6 hours must be a record time.
Well, I actually solved a 56-year-old cold case in 43 minutes once. Without even leaving my office.
Really? How?
I could see in one of the crime scene photos that one of the floorboards was chipped. Like... someone had removed it. But no one noticed at the time. Murder weapon was hidden underneath. The knife hilt had perfectly preserved prints.
Amazing. So, who did it?
The husband. For the insurance to run off with his mistress.
Of course it was.
Hey, wait a second. You said you'd tell me what was going on if we survived. Well, we survived. So what the hell was that?
Yeah, so I may have exaggerated my knowledge a bit in the moment, but my family has stories of things. Growing up, my grandfather would tell them to us. When I saw those claw marks on the trees and the cliffside, something about it reminded me of... I always just thought the family legend stuff was just that. Legends. Fables made up to keep the kids in line. But mostly bullshit, you know?
And now?
Now, I don't know. I mean, I've got a little experience with animals outside of a normal presentation. You see weird things as a ranger sometimes. A lot of diseases and parasites can make animals act odd or overly aggressive. That's what I've been assuming has been going on with all the disappearances. Until today, anyway. I've never dealt with something like that.
Hopefully that explosion took care of it. I'd prefer not to run into it again.
You and me both.
Well, I guess we should check out that bag from the cave.
Oh yeah, I almost forgot about that with all the running and almost dying.
Looks like we've got some kind of research journal with some odd notes. A map of the area, a security key card, unmarked, a wallet, ID says Alan Moreau, and a voice recorder. It's dead. But I think mine takes the same charger. Let's see if it'll work.
I wonder how long it was there. Such a random place to leave it.
Maybe forgotten by a hiker or something? Or another missing person that wasn't reported. Yes, it works. Maybe our mystery person can tell us.
My name is Dr. Alan Moreau. It's October 18th, 2022. If you're listening to this, I'm dead. 4 years ago, I was hired by Whitewell's Research Division to catalog biological samples from rare plant and animal mutations. They claim they came from caves they own, but something was always off with them. The data from tests that we ran, it never made any sense. It still doesn't. I tried to tell my supervisors thinking it was an equipment error, but they said that wasn't my job. To just perform the tests and send the data to the next level. Over time, they trusted me more. 2 years ago, I was promoted to a field researcher where my job is to test samples directly from animal, vegetation, and mineral sources on location. Then I send the data on to specialized bio-research facilities that coordinate transport with Nocturne. I don't know what they do with them after. The first time that I saw one of these creatures, if they weren't coming from inside the caves, I would be convinced that they were aliens. Most days I sampled at least a dozen. Sometimes when they look at me, I swear I can see sentience there. Intelligence. This is my 11th location in 2 years, and they still won't tell us what is causing these mutations or why there's so many of them. Researchers aren't allowed in the caves, and the workers that do go in aren't allowed to discuss it when they're on the surface. Sometimes the workers also come out wrong, and I have to get samples from them too. Nocturne tells us that they're just getting medical treatment, but I never see them again. Since the company says this location has been depleted of resources, the operation is moving to a new site tomorrow. The cave below now should be empty of staff, so I'm gonna go down and see what's happening for myself. I'm hiding my bag here with all the notes that I was able to take without notice. I hope whoever finds it can make use of it to do something. And one last thing. Don't take this to the local sheriff here, Cole Mason. I don't think he can be trusted. He comes here to the site every Tuesday to report to the Nocturne security supervisor, Silas Raines, and pick up a package. I don't know the extent, but he's involved with them somehow. If he finds out you know anything, then I guarantee Whitewell will know soon after. And Silas does not suffer loose ends.
Does he know about that thing? And what the hell would a company like Whitewell be doing out here?
If he knew, then he put the whole town in danger. There are homes and families out there. I thought something was off, but I thought he was just lazy, not covering up some killer cave monster. I've been working out here for 6 months, and he never said a word. He just let me...
Man, you guys really made a mess. People heard the explosion from almost 2 miles away. What did I say about not going in there? And the damage is...
You want to talk about damage? What did you do?
You knew. You knew what happened to those missing people and let their families suffer. You put the town and us in danger. Why?
You don't know what you're talking about. What you're messing with.
Don't lie to us, you son of a bitch. What does Whitewell have you covering up?
They told me it was for research. That it would save lives. And it has.
Tell that to the 9 people that think probably 8.
There is more at stake here than...
Than what? People's lives? What about the town, Cole?
The town is why I did it! Just let me go and I'll tell you! Nikki!
Nikki, you can finish him off later if you want. But we need to let him at least tell us what he knows first.
Fine. But if you lie to me about one single thing, and I ever find out, I'll make sure you're the next thing dragged into that cave and eaten.
It actually won't eat me. It won't eat anyone in town. None of them will. I made sure of that.
And how did you do that?
They give me something. A supplement for the water supply. To keep the town safe. That's why it never attacks anyone from here.
You've been poisoning the water supply? Tell me why I shouldn't put you down right here.
Wait. Let him finish. We need to know as much as we can about what we're dealing with.
They said it was safe, that it would protect everyone.
And you trusted them? What are they even doing out there?
I don't know! I was a rookie when they recruited me. My best friend had just died in that cave. Killed by one of those things. They said they had experience with these things and they could keep it from happening again. That's why it was shut down in 2009. They said they needed a local to help and they could keep the town safe.
Help them how? What could they possibly have needed from some small town rookie?
They requested me as their local law enforcement liaison for the cleanup they were doing. I kept people out. I buried reports and evidence of what actually happened. Made sure the locals who knew stayed quiet. They fast-tracked my climb through the ranks. Funded my campaign for sheriff. Made sure I was elected. I never asked how. Didn't want to know. Anyway... The disappearances started after they moved their research operation out of the area a few years ago. They told me to bury the cases or they'd stop sending the water supplement. And I tried to keep the investigations from finding too much, but the last girl was related to the governor, and I don't have the power to bury something that big. They stopped taking my calls.
And those 9 missing people? Just because they aren't from your town doesn't mean they don't matter. I knew those case reports weren't right.
You think I liked it? That I sleep well knowing what's down there or what it's been doing?
You're still doing it. Even when you knew people were being killed. You let me and Nikki march right out there. It almost killed us. Twice.
I thought you'd be safe. I treat the Ranger's water supply along with the town, and I put extra in your water that I gave you this morning. I guess you don't have enough in your system yet.
Do you even hear yourself? You're talking about drugging people's water like it's nothing. You have to know this isn't right. Why are you doing this?
No. You don't understand. They are not the kind of people you say no to. They have more power than you can imagine. I tried to quit. When the research operation left, I told them I was done. I asked them to close down whatever was down there. They said if I quit, they'd make sure I disappeared and they would purge the town. The whole town. How'd you figure any of this out anyway?
The cave told us.
Come again?
Evan found a bag shoved in the cave wall. It belonged to some Whitewell researcher. He left it there for someone to find in case he died trying to find out what was happening and actually doing something about it. He recorded a message to warn whoever found it about Whitewell and said not to trust you.
Wait, yeah. Was his name Alan something?
Yeah, Alan Moreau. What are you...
They had a full manhunt for that guy. Disappeared the night before the last team left. They thought he ran away and... skipped the country. Yeah, they were worried he'd try and expose him. I always assumed Nocturne killed him. Okay, that should be all the bugs. I'll have to go back to the station and check if anyone was listening. We may have company.
You bugged my room?
Me? No. Whitewell pretty much had the whole town bugged years ago. Presumably, they stopped listening when they moved out. But with the current investigation, I don't think that's still the case. I thought Nocturne would be showing up soon anyway, but it's possible that they could be doing that sooner than expected.
What is Nocturne? The recording mentioned them too. And someone named Silas.
It's the Whitewell Security Division. Silas Raines is the leader. Don't be fooled. They may call themselves security, but it's more like a private army.
Well, we have to do something. This isn't the only place they've let something like this happen. How many lives have they already ruined? What are these creatures, and what are they even doing with them?
Yeah. How do you plan to stop them? These people are more powerful than you can imagine. They have infiltrated, like, every industry in the country. The world, even. Almost every level of government. They have decades of safeguarding themselves legally and politically.
Well, first, we need to actually find out what they're doing in these caves. What is causing such a large number of mutations? And why put so many resources into covering it up like this?
So, I think I might actually be able to help with part of that. Not the Whitewell stuff, but I may be able to get more info about these creatures. Remember what I was saying earlier? I need to make a few calls.
The, family thing?
Yeah, just give me 20 minutes.
Oh, look, she's keeping secrets too, but I don't see her getting shoved into a wall.
Shut up!
Nikki, go make your calls. Cole, can you give me some more of the monster repellent or whatever?
Yeah, sure. Wait, why?
We are going to find out what they're hiding down in that cave. and I'd really prefer not to be eaten while doing it.
Ugh. That's what I was afraid of.
This has been The Veins Below. We hope you enjoyed this special double episode premiere. We will be back with episode 3 in 2 weeks. For updates, follow us on all of the regular social media sites at The Veins Below. Follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/TheVeinsBelow to stay updated about our future membership subscriptions and perks. The Veins Below is created and directed by Eliza Dalrymple. This episode was written and edited by Eliza Dalrymple and Lee Bree. Production and vocal edits are by Ali A. Sound design and editing is by Aurelium G. Our amazing voice cast was Ray Lundberg as Dr. Evan Harbinger, Maddie Gerard, hey, that's me, as Ranger Nikki Breslin, and N.J. Unwin as Sheriff Cole Mason and Dr. Alan Moreau. The theme is used with permission and taken from The Return of September by Harbor Skyline. For additional sound and other credits, transcripts, social links, and contact info, visit our website at theveinsbelow.com. Did you hear that?